I guess not.
If you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died from.
The place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in.
Coffin.
And the ceremony when somebody's buried is called a
funeral.
And if people are all dressed in black, you say they're dressed.
Mourning.
And if somebody was troubled about something, you say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just
give it time.
Or don't
worry about it.
The disease that people get in their joints that makes them
arthritis.
Now, this is a disease that now they have shots for it. It's from the throat disease,
diphtheria. Diphtheria.
Right. And the disease that would make people's skin turn yellow, their eyeball turn yellow.
Well, there's the yellow jaundice.
Right. If you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, it wouldn't stay down, you say you had
vomit.
And do you know any other terms for that?
Regurgitate. That just turns me off.
Do you know
throw up.
Okay. And if a person vomited or had to vomit and they wanted you to know where it was they were sick, they'd say they're sick.
At their stomach.
If a couple were going out together, it seemed to be sort of serious. I mean, they're not going with other people. You'd say they were
going steady.
They would call him her, they would say the boy is her
fiance.
Okay. And how about before that, before they actually officially got engaged, he would be just her
boyfriend.
Okay. And she would be his
girlfriend.
And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, they'd say they'd been
naked.
And if they had agreed to get married and instead of marrying him, she ran off and married somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
Jilted him.
Okay. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be the
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride would be the
maid of honor.
Have you ever heard of when somebody gets married, of coming to their house and serenading them?
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Right.
Up and down in terms of direction. Now, if you were talking about somebody who lives in, what would be north of here? Piggott, let's say.
Piggott,
yeah, north of here.
Yeah.
Would you say they live up in Piggott? Would you use, does that sound? Or do you only use it in terms of direction?
In speaking terms of somewhere, I would say they live at Piggott.
Uh-huh.
Rather than up.
Okay. How about if they lived up in the, if somebody lived in the mountains?
Lived up in the mountains?
Okay.
Probably so.
Okay.
Right.
How about south? Let's say El Dorado. Would you say somebody lived?
They live down south.
Down south.
Uh-huh.
That way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how about like on your block? I mean on your street?
Up the street. Down the street.
Okay.
Right.
Now if you were talking about an entire group, instead of saying the entire group, you might say the, instead of saying they arrested the entire group, you might say they arrested. Well, another word, a simple word for entire would be, I'll just say it, the whole. Would you ever use something like the whole bunch or, no, the whole gang?
No, that doesn't sound like me.
Okay. Young people like to get out on the floor and go to a
dance.
And if children get out of school at 3:30, you say at 3:30 school.
School's out.
If a little boy left home in the morning to go to school and he didn't show, you'd say he
played hooky.
And you go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school, some people go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
elementary.
And that particular grade would be called
first grade.